ends of the time of cardboard.
And we're back with hour two of the National Intel Report. Haven't heard from, don't have any callers up yet from the Republic of Michigan. Hopefully you're listening. Please call in. Let us know who you are, and maybe I should already know about you, but we're trying to establish contact with any group that wishes to reestablish lawful government within their state so we can, as the song says, take America back. We've been asleep at the wheel. Our grandparents and great-grandparents didn't have the benefits of the Internet and shortwave and low-power FM networks such as this to get the alternative viewpoint out. Many founding fathers said that without a free and unfettered press, no republic can stand. Well, they did get a hold of the press, and this republic did not stand more than about 90 years. By 1868, it was over. And they've been nailing one nail in the coffin each year since. But we are awake now. We're learning the truth. We're finding out what's going on. And if those in Michigan have a viewpoint they'd like to share with us on how they reestablished or whether their goal is to reestablish and under what provisos of law, as we have done here in North Carolina, we actually served it on President Clinton and our then Governor Hunt. And let them know what our declaration was. And if you don't think it counts, let me tell you, they responded by sending two intelligence officers to talk to Mr. Ainsworth and find out just what the heck he thought he was doing. But we have the evidence to show that the state that occupies the state house in Raleigh right now is not legitimate. Legitimate government is derived from the free will and consent of the people. Next time you folks hear about something going on in your town, your county, your state, or even up in Washington or somewhere related to the good old 50 states that just doesn't seem right, ask yourself whether you've given consent to that. One of my favorite circular arguments or think pieces is it was announced after the first USA Patriot Act was passed that the majority of the senators didn't read it. Now, if all law derives from the free and informed consent of the people and our representatives, while they may have been given our consent, they could not have given informed consent if they didn't read the act, and therefore, is it law? And I think you can go into court and argue that any provisions of the U.S. Patriot Act are not law because it was not given with the free will and consent of even our elected officials, let alone the electorate, the people themselves. So by knowing the law and what duties it imposes, you can kind of get into some pretty interesting places. And, of course, lots of times when you hit the judge with this stuff for the first time, their eyes kind of grow wide like deer in the headlights, and they don't know what to do. What do? They throw that fish back. They dismiss the case and go have a judge's conference and figure out how they're going to respond to that one the next time around. And they actually comb the transcripts to get these little things that we come up with that stymie them so they know how to deal with it next time. Most of the time, they're taught just to ignore it and move on. And of course, if you're a U.S. citizen, that's what they get to do, and you have to have a bar attorney and all that other kind of stuff. So let's see, what time is it? We're just about to go to the five-minute break. So, George, I'm going to hold you over to the next segment. And be thinking, people. Put on your thinking caps and think about what you can do to confuse them, to restore the rule of law in your city, county, state. Have meetings, go to lodge meetings, go, if you're a homeschooler, by all means, use your homeschool network. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is the National Intel Report.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. Welcome back. Got a little bit of a mea culpa here. I was informed that our very generous donation had come from the Republic of Michigan. It's actually the little town of Republic in Michigan. So I apologize for getting that right. I was passed erroneous information. And if you'd still like to call in, we'd love to talk to you and find out a little bit more about Republic, Michigan, and whether your town behaves like a republic or whether it's just another corporation doing the bidding of Washington. Let's get some more callers. George in Maryland.
Yeah, I found out about a lot of this a few years ago, and I'm an independent contractor. I'm issued a 1099 every year, and when I, you know, realized that there was no law requiring me to file and, you know, pay an income tax, I stopped filing. I'm still in the system, but, you know, I'm getting correspondence now from the IRS. What would declaring my citizenship, as you suggested, and the other things you suggested, would that help me now for the past few years, or would that only benefit me for, you know, the upcoming years?
No, actually, if you've got an IRS problem right now, there's one and only one thing to do, in my not-so-humble opinion. You need to get on a website called Peter Hendricks' site, LostHorizons.com. And this isn't a commercial plug. It's one of salvation. I had, up until recently, $1.2 million in IRS problems. Going back to 1998, only $250,000 in taxes and a little over $1 million in fines and penalties. Using the principles in Peter's book, and if anyone has read it and would like to discuss it, we can. You clean up the record, and that we are the problems. I am absolutely convinced. I'm telling you, we are the problems. The IRS is not. But once you read the book, you'll figure out that because there's a 1099 in there, there is an administrative presumption that the secretary can operate under that says you have income. And when you don't turn in your tax returns, when they have evidence of income, they get to come in and, you know, do all their little investigations and go through your shorts and all that kind of stuff. So if you clean up the administrative record, which is your duty to do as a citizen, let me tell you, hundreds, if not thousands of us, when you get on that Lost Horizons website, you'll see example after example of people not only getting their income tax back, but their Social Security taxes back, too. And we did, in fact, my wife and I received back for 2004 all of our taxes back, Social Security, income, and Medicare. And so, you know, knowledge will set you free. So if you'll just go through the, pick up that book, it's like $20, read it, and then if you have any questions about it, because it took me a little bit to really figure out the big aha, call in, you know, on one of the Thursdays I'm on the program, and I'll be happy to explain it to you. It's a very simple concept. The IRS is absolutely accepting it all over the nation. In fact, states are accepting it for state income tax. And what it does is let them know that you are not a public officer and one of those special categories of people who have to pay income taxes. It's all perfectly legal. You're not protesting anything. It's non-confrontational. You don't have to hire an attorney. You don't have to go to tax court. You just send in the right paperwork, and they do the right thing 90% of the time. There have been a few where there's some additional letters required. But by and large, and like I say, I had a big tax problem. Because, believe it or not, I filed. They didn't like my deductions. I had a bunch of business losses, and we got into a big contest. Finally, I refiled with 1040Xs, settled everything out, didn't claim any deductions. In fact, they owe me money, and I just got letters from them. They're processing it. So that's what I would suggest, as opposed to any of the Patriot stuff. You're going to see in there he basically is, you're telling them that you're not a U.S. citizen. As that term is defined, you've not have had wages. As that term is defined, you've not worked for an employer. You've not been an employee. And your troubles will go away. I've been at the tax issue for a long time, and I haven't found anything that the IRS absolutely accepts like this because it's the law. And by the way, they tried to take Pete Hendrickson to court three different times to shut him up about his book. And finally, the Justice Department said, look, we're not going to prosecute these suits anymore for you, the IRS, because everything in this book is the truth. We can't win. And they finally settled, and he agreed not to go after him for his legal expenses. And it's out there. It's available. And every American should read that book.
Well, thank you very much.
Did that help at all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll definitely check out that book. Thank you.
LostHorizons.com, Pete Hendrickson, wonderful, wonderful man. He's a great scholar and writer, and he's a great American.
And what's the name of your show, and when does it come on?
Well, I'm here every other Thursday on John Stattmiller's show.
Oh, okay. All right, great.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
Sure, have a good one.
You too, thank you.
Let's go to Jerry in Pennsylvania.
Go ahead.
Hello there.
Hello. You told us to put our thinking caps on.
Good. You did it?
Oh, yeah. I've had
it on
for a while.
I can't get a collie to do what I want him to do, and there I am getting a breathing sentient adult to do it. What you got?
Well, we're all familiar with the term a magic moment.
Uh-huh.
Usually it's meant in jest, but I suggest there's a very serious one, and that is 1 minute after midnight on the 18th birthday of our children,
okay,
when all contracts that had... Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. We're here.
that had previously been made by the parents for a minor became null and void, and it was up at that point to the 18-year-old to indicate, either through action or inaction, that they are a U.S. citizen.
That's how we get into it. That's correct.
For those, you know, many of us, you know, most of us are so wrapped up in the system that we'd lose everything if we tried to pull out. There are guys in the military with minor kids. There are parents who are in the system teaching, but they also homeschool their children. That's a good position. And they really can't pull out. They've got pensions and everything else. But at the 18th birthday, the child no longer is a dependent. It has downsides. And being an 18-year-old without a driver's license, that's not the best situation.
Well, actually, you know, if you can ever keep the child from ever getting one, it's a whole lot easier.
Well, how?
If you've never had one, they can't do anything to you. Believe me, they can't. Now, granted, they're going to huff and puff, and they're going to scare you.
Well, driving without a license is the problem.
No, it's actually not.
Well,
driving with a license expired, driving with it revoked is the problem because you had one. But
okay.
I understand it is difficult for a 17-year-old to stand up to a cop.
18.
Well, I'm saying 16, 17, right?
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, that's the first time they're going to get stopped is when they're very young. And to stand there and say, I don't need one, my daddy said so, they're going to need more than that. And that's the insidious part of this problem. You know, most people need to go about their lives.
You lose all the benefits and privileges.
Well, again, you got to be careful with that statement because you barely have privileges. You might have some benefits, and a lot of them you can have anyway. You don't have to lose them, but I understand where you're coming from.
Okay. Well, I won't take up any more of your time, but maybe that's a track some of your listeners can investigate.
Well, we will be talking about over ensuing weeks in terms of how to get out of some of these things, how some of our experiments go while we try to get out of them ourselves and report back the results, and more educational pieces on if you're going to do it, at least know what you're doing and why you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And be able to put public officials on notice that it's under duress, that you really are a citizen of the U.S., but you know you're having to do certain things because of their corrupt system. Education's still the key until we get a real solution.
Okay.
Okay?
Hey, thanks for your time.
Oh, enjoyed it. Have a great day. Oh, we got a bunch of callers here. Let's see. Let's get to another one. Hey, Sam in West Virginia. Did you put your thinking cap on, too?
Well, maybe a little bit.
Okay.
I had a question for you because I think Mr. Ainsworth has talked about this on a previous occasion, but whereas you have in North Carolina, you have recaptured the legitimate government there. My question is, knowing the circumstances behind the creation of West Virginia, what would you do here?
Well, first of all, I'd go to West Virginia and I would use their state FOIA laws. You know what a Freedom of Information Act request is, don't you?
Right.
All right. I would go to West Virginia and FOIA them on the basis of the constitutional authority to create a state within a state without the state's consent, and therefore their legitimacy as a government. Now, when they don't respond, that creates prima facie evidence of, you know, silence can be equated with fraud, and that's a case called U.S. v. Prudhoe, as quoted in U.S. v. Twill. You guys aren't legitimate, and therefore I don't have to get your driver's licenses. I consider myself a citizen of Virginia. I would notify Virginia of your election to be one of their citizens and claim all your rights. Have some fun. Mess them up.
Okay, well, with that said, isn't Virginia in the same situation as what you were in previous in North Carolina?
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjin 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Okay, I can't handle any more breaks. It's bumper music. Here we go. We're back with Sam. Sam and I had a little conversation during the quiet period there. And Sam is absolutely right. And for those of you who aren't aware of this issue, West Virginia was created during the Civil War out of the western counties of Virginia, which were basically non-slaveholding states, weren't real sympathetic to the South. And they said, hey, we have no problem with this whole thing. We'll kind of act like a northern state. And so they created this West Virginia totally unconstitutionally, unlawfully. It's bogus. It's just like Hawaii, where it was conquered. It's not a real state. It's just like Alaska, where most of the state is still a federal territory. There's so much fraud, folks. It's amazing. But we're also talking during the break about the driver's license issue. And if you've got a minor who's coming into driving age, go teach them, do everything to make them a safe driver. But you may want to, under the parent's signature and the child's, do a FOIA to the state, go to the state attorney general as well as the secretary of state, and simply ask them their authority, legislative, legally, constitutionally, to regulate private travel within the state. Because let me tell you, folks, if you just get in your car and travel from point A to point B, you are not driving. Driving is a commercial term. They can regulate commerce. So ask them for their authority to regulate private travel within your own private conveyance. And when they come back and say, well, you know, we really don't have any, or a lot of times they're simply going to say, we have nothing responsive to your request, which means they don't have any authority, you can actually then take that put an affidavit on top of it, go file it in the county, and serve your local DA, letting him know that your son or daughter is going to be traveling on the city streets. You as the adult have to remain responsible for them. That's the common law. Nowadays, at the common law, we want an insurance company or the government to be responsible. But in any event, you can do this, record it, serve the DA, and that child can drive around without it. If you go into court, you simply bring in your declaration and affidavit to say the state didn't give us any authority to regulate me and make me get a license. It will work. Again, it's going to take some work, and you may have to go to court, and the little trembling knees of your child, or he's going to think he's going to jail, and mom's going to be mad at the dad, and all those kind of stressful things. But, you know, freedom requires work, and rights have to be protected. They're not going to do it by themselves. Sam, any other ideas?
Well, now, what you're talking about, the driver's license, now, could you not do that the same even if you had one, if you sent it back and had to cancel it?
Absolutely, and that is the key. You've got to get out of that current jurisdiction where you have agreed to this agreement. You go back to them and say, hey, wait a minute, I've learned, you know, I've gotten educated here. Where's your authority to do this? Because I don't want to get into any contracts that, you know, I don't want to be involved in. And if you can't provide me, you don't say this, but obviously if they can't provide you any authority, which they don't have any, they can't respond, you simply then send in the license, mark it canceled, send it in and say, I will be traveling as a private citizen in my own personal conveyance and, you know, no longer need this. Now, you know, you get into the issue of they want you to have IDs all the time.
Right.
Well, go get a passport as a U.S. of a citizen. It's a government-issued passport. It's got your status right. And, of course, it'll be accepted any place a government ID is required.
Well, Commissioner, one last question. I'll get off here. Now, we were talking earlier, of course, about West Virginia and Virginia. What do you do in that situation with the issuance of license plates or titles, whereas, you know, in the same boat as far as how do you nullify those things?
I've got a number of friends who drive without driver's licenses.
I mean,
without tags.
Okay.
And here's it's the same process. You go to the state, you ask them for their authority to regulate private ownership of automobiles, not vehicles. Motor vehicles is a commercial term.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And when they don't get it, you can send the tag in with an affidavit that says, since you provided me no evidence of your right to do this, here's your tag. Make up your own, but then what you need to do is serve notice on that state of the tag that's on that vehicle. There is a legitimate interest of protecting the public of there being an identifier on that vehicle visible from some distance away in case of a hit and run or
right.
any of those kinds of issues, or if it's stolen. They,
right.
they shouldn't have to find the VIN number. So by serving them notice of the tag, it completes that public duty that we all have to protect our fellow citizens and be responsible, but it also gives you the evidence you need then to go into court, and if they, you know, want to write you a ticket for no tags or whatever, be very respectful to the officer. The other thing I suggest you do is download Officer Jack Lamb's
uh-huh.
Notice of Right to Travel. Just Google it, Notice of Right to Travel. Officer Jack Lamb wrote one. It's a very well-done document. As soon as the officer walks up to the car, what I do is I hand it to him. Here is my notice to you of my reservation of my right to travel. If he says, driver's license registration, you need to read this first. And then if he gets huffy, I say, fine, you're waiving your right to know that I'm reserving my rights. So here you go. What do you want to see? Driver's license. I wasn't driving. I'm not required to have one. And then, you know, again, it's how well you can articulate your position. But it's not for the faint of heart. You know, there's a lot of issues you're going to go tack in this movement. The driver's license and tags, look, all my tags are expired. My driver's license is expired. But I don't have any problem going into court. You need to decide whether you want to go to that position. There's other fights you can get involved with. We'll go to the break. And, Sam, thanks a lot for your call.
Hey, thanks for your time. I appreciate it. And God bless.
You too.
Listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my gray hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I have to keep reminding myself that I'm the host today, and I have to start talking during the bumper music. Welcome back to the National Intel Report, John Stadtmiller's flagship show. My name's Ed Waller, sitting in for John while he recuperates. I want to remind everyone to please support us during our end-of-the-month pledge drive. Actually, the month ended recently, but the bills are still there. Please give Sandra a call at 800-724-2719. That's 800-274-2719. Or you can get on the web and get our address and send in a donation. We sure do appreciate it so we can keep educating our fellow citizens on really what's happened to our nation. And we got a half hour left and a whole bunch of callers, so I'm going to get right back to them. Mike in Maryland.
Great show. I missed your first hour. I was working in the warehouse, and so I caught part of it and part of the second hour. This whole concept, the first year I listened to it, I thought it was a joke, sort of. You know what I mean? Because it's a whole paradigm shift in the way you view government and your relationship with it. But and I don't want to take up too much time, but I talk to different people and I get different input or what happens. So I want a comprehensive. And to make a long story short, I don't want to jump into this thing half cocked. If you can
be dangerous, don't do that.
I know. And you can give me the names of the books, and more importantly, where I can reach them, because I doubt if you're going to get them in your neighborhood bookstore.
No. No, well...
I don't have Internet access, but I'm going to sell one of my AK-47s and buy me a computer. And I'm so poor, I want to pay attention, I'd have to take out a loan. But let me ask you something. Did you say earlier that if I go through the proper procedure and proper paperwork, that I'll recoup all my income taxes on my Medicaid and Social Security?
You can go back 3 years. That's correct.
Oh, only 3 years?
You can only go back 3 years.
Oh, well, that's still, you know, that still would be quite good.
Well, I've had some friends pull this off recently. I pull it off like it's a stunt. I've helped them file. I've taught classes on this cracking the code book. And let me tell you, some of them are getting $8,000, $10,000, $12,000 back going back the last 3 years. Because remember, Social Security is usually the biggest nut. It's usually the biggest number everybody pays in.
I don't think it's the case with me, but I'm not sure. But
well, it depends on your income. For lower to middle income people, it's usually the big one.
Well, then I fall in the category. Well, then, okay, because there's one person on the short wave, if you send them $250, they'll send you the paperwork and give you 1 hour of consultation. But there's one woman that I talked to that has that offer. She says that you forfeit your Social Security. Is that true?
I don't know who you're talking about. The thing I would recommend to people is don't do anything where someone else is filling out the paperwork for you or telling you to do something without you understanding it. The beauty of Pete's book is that when you get done reading it, you understand the history of the income tax in this country. The relevant case holdings by the Supreme Court from then until now, and the part of the code that really matters. You know, all this came about when the code became searchable with a search engine. Those 10 million words suddenly became searchable, and we could start ferreting out what was in there. And Pete Hendrickson has done a yeoman's task in simply researching, getting down to the root of it, what it says, why it says what it says, what it means to you, and to teach you how to file as basically a citizen of the U.S. of A who is not subject to the tax code. You're not a tax protester. You're not, you know, saying it's unconstitutional. Let me tell you something. The tax code as written is constitutional. It's misapplied because people go and volunteer to be something they're not and therefore end up in a taxing jurisdiction.
Well, with the recent win of Joe Bannister, that definitely gives us a whole arsenal of ammunition and gives us a lot more credibility to go through this anyway.
But what I'm telling people, and I mean this sincerely, the IRS is not the problem. Okay?
Sure.
If you file your paperwork properly and do it right. I have seen in my little group here, we have a Patriot meeting second Tuesday of each month, and I'm the leader of it. I keep resigning, but for some reason it won't stick. But anyway, you know, I taught a class on this, and I had about a half dozen people all go back and file for their back taxes. And we are getting the nicest letters from the IRS you've ever read. You know, my stuff has been transferred to Philadelphia, the only IRS office that's authorized to deal with non-taxpayers. You know, we are the problem.
Yeah,
and nobody
sure.
wants to hear that because they want to fight. Oh, the government is evil. Absolutely, they're evil. They've committed so much fraud and deceit. That we've talked about here, I can't even begin to describe it to you. But if we do certain things right, the way they're written in the tax code, the IRS seems to be following the law. Now, what more do you want?
Well, sure. Well, listen, I live in Maryland. I'm from Virginia originally. Do I make myself a citizen of USA or do I make myself a state citizen?
Well, basically, and I haven't gone into this a lot, when you say citizen of the U.S. of A, that's actually a secondary citizenship. Your primary citizenship is your state.
Well, I want to be a citizen of Virginia, even though I live in Maryland, because Maryland is so communistic and the gun.
Well, where do you own property? Where's your domicile?
I don't own property. My domicile is in Maryland.
Okay. Well, you can declare what you want as long as you can defend it in your own mind. So just do a declaration. If you get on to skyhawkbbs.com, it's a friend of mine down in Florida.
Skyhawk what now?
Skyhawk, S-K-Y, H-A-W-K. BBS.com.
BBS?
BBS, as in Bill Bulletin Board System.
Okay, BBS.com.
You'll find on that site a sample declaration of citizenship. It happens to be for the state of Florida because that's where he does all his legal work. But something similar, and in it, just make sure you declare that you're a citizen of the U.S. of A. with all your rights intact.
Okay, well then, is there more than one book or just one book? Because I want something comprehensive. I want it laid out for me. I want to go by deciduously, step by step, leave nothing to chance. Could you tell me the name of the book and how I can get a hold of it?
Well, the best on the tax issue, get Cracking the Code. The subtitle is The Fascinating Truth About Taxation in America. You don't have to write that down. But Cracking the Code, the author is Peter Hendrickson, H-E-N-D-R-I-C-K-S-O-N. And go to the public library, whatever you need to do to get on the Internet. But you want to get on, I said it earlier, you're not going to think of it again, LostHorizons.com.
Lost Horizons or Horizon?
It's Horizons, I believe. LostHorizons.com.
Okay.
And you can order the book there, either by mail or otherwise.
Is there a phone number I can call?
I'm going to pull it up right now and see.
Do I have a way I can reach you if I want to ask any questions?
Yes. Paul will take you offline and give you my email address. How's that?
Okay. I don't have a computer. So.
That's right. He'll take you offline and give you my phone number.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. So if I go through this step by step, somebody said that if you are stopped by the police, if you give them the Fifth Amendment, you can't get a ticket. Is that true?
No, that's not going to do anything for you. There are things you can use about the Fifth Amendment if you set things up right. But to me, the best idea is give them your notice of right to travel. Serve them notice. Accept their ticket. Don't play any games with them on the side of the road. And then go into court. You know, once you've been into court a couple times and they don't get any money out of you, they'll put you in their system as someone they don't want to play with.
Well, supposedly this one guy has got a whole wall paper with the tickets that were rejected by the court.
That's Ralph Winter Road up in Alaska.
Yeah.
And got to remember, he's a serial offender. He goes trolling. Okay? if you'll leave them alone, they'll leave you alone once they establish the fact that you're not going to contribute to their retirement fund and make them wealthy.
Okay, great, great. Well, hey, you're a godsend, and like I say, I now have it. My thinking cap is, you know, on fairly good now. So I've made the decision to go through with this. So
get educated. That's the first thing. Get educated. John and I will be on here, you know, every other Thursday for the foreseeable future. You got more questions? Call in. Let's hash it out for everyone to hear the dialogue and come together as a country.
Okay, so stay online, and then I'll get your number and email address, because
yeah,
I am going to get me a computer.
Paul will give you my phone number. He got it to call me here this afternoon. So, Paul, I'm sure you're listening. Get and give him that number, and we'll go to the next caller. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Ken, Texas. We got a little time. Let's go.
Ken, Texas, you said?
Yeah, can you speak up, Ken?
Yes, I have a question about the you said you had used Pete Hendricks' work to get refunds back?
Yes.
And you have gotten refunds back? You've actually got the checks?
I scanned it in to keep a copy of it. Yes, sir.
Because I'm just curious, because when you fill out a W-4 form, you claim right on there that you are a U.S. citizen. That's why I don't understand how he's filing these amended returns. I just assume that, you know, it's going to end up being like Irwin Schiff's clients, where they were filing zero income tax returns, and eventually the IRS caught on and came back after his clients and really chopped them up.
Well, I could go into depth on why there's a difference. I don't know that John would want to make that a focus of a show. What I would do is probably ask him if he'd like to have a show focused on Cracking the Code, because the aha part of it, and that's what I call it, he teaches you how to take care of the dangling participles to clean up the administrative record. Everything, remember, with a corporation is administrative. And it's very different from Irwin Schiff, and it's why I say we are the problem, because once we do it right by cleaning up the administrative, which is basically rebutting the presumption that you had any income, the IRS accepts them, you get them back. And by all means, go to your employer, refill out a W-4, select exempt, and if it says U.S. citizen somewhere, cross it out and say citizen of the U.S. of A. By all means, go do that. Remember, a W-4 is only good for 1 year. If your employer isn't having you fill them out every year, they're void anyway. They're withholding unlawfully. So, you know, select a bunch, either select exempt if your employer will accept it. If they won't, then ask them to show you or have the IRS show you the authority where they can overturn your election. Remember, it is a voluntary withholding statement. It can't tell you how to fill it out. But have them withhold as little money as possible. Treat it as a savings account. Go back and get it in April. And like I say, it does work. I've got a number of people right here in my own home little town. We've been using it since about, I think, February is when I taught the class. We've already gotten our money back for 2004, Social Security, Medicare, the whole bit. I've cleaned up $1.25 million in taxes for 98 through 2001 by refiling. The IRS has accepted them. I don't know what more. And then if you get on Lost Horizons, you'll see hundreds of examples of people all over the country getting everything back.
Well, actually, what I saw on there was people, they would show the IRS would show that they overpaid by $2,000 or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and then they would apply literally almost all of that to miscellaneous civil penalties, and they would end up getting nothing back.
They have done that in some cases, not in all. And then typically what happens is once you keep hammering at them, they'll end up giving it back to you. They don't like to go easily, you know, but at least they're admitting that you had no tax liability for that year is a pretty major admission.
You're saying they actually send you, so they actually know what they're doing when they send you this refund. In other words, it's not some poor low-level administrator that's sending this money back, and then eventually the higher-level guys are going to say, hey, what are you doing giving these people refunds? And then,
well,
you know, they're going to come back.
I don't think they would have sent me a refund for 2004 if they still believed I owed them money for 98 through 2001. Okay, so like I say, I've not gotten my refunds for 2001 through 1998, which I did apply for, and since they were still open and being examined, I believe I can go back more than the just 3 years to do that. But in any event, I've seen it work. It's the only way I know of in a very non-confrontational way to, you know, get out of these sticky situations with the IRS. But if nothing else, if you read the book, you at least become armed with the truth. And that's something I think is very important for everyone to do. So if you buy it and it's not worth your $20 for you and only you, I'll give you your $20 back.
No, I mean, I've been following the tax movement for a while. You know, I believe, I mean, I've seen, you know, obviously people talk about decoding your IMF files and things like that, and that basically in order to not have any income, you need to have none reported on you. And so the big issue was always, well, you know, get your employer to stop withholding, which is virtually impossible in 99% of the cases because they're
right.
Just not going to do it.
Not going to do
so,
it.
When I saw Pete Hendricks saying, hey, let your employer take the money out, you'll just get it back at the end of the year, I said, well, that's the answer, but as long as I don't go to jail. Because, you know, there's some people that will, you know, claim that they, you know, that they overpaid on their tax returns, and they'll get money back from the IRS, but then 2 or 3 years later, the IRS will come back and say, hi, wait a minute, you know, we don't owe you that refund. We want the money back.
That's why it's important for people to actually purchase, read, and understand the book. I bought a copy of it about a year ago when I was fine and dandy. The IRS wasn't causing me a problem. In fact, I was the subject of a criminal investigation for, about 4 years because I went after some IRS agents and filed criminal charges against them. So what they did was file charges against me. You know, they played around with it for about 4 years. I tried everybody's stuff under the book. It wasn't until I became a citizen of the North Carolina Republic and let the IRS know that I wasn't a U.S. citizen, within 6 weeks of that, my sending notice to them of that fact, the criminal investigation was dropped, was turned back over to the audit division, and then they sent me, you know, notice of deficiency. I refiled with Pete Hendricks and stuff, and, you know, about 6 weeks later, I got my refund for 2004, and now I've had very nice letters telling me that it's been sent over to Philadelphia for processing. Thank you very much. If I have any questions, call, write, you know, love, kiss, hug, hug.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's been incredible.
I've never seen a letter that nice from them before.
Well, I'd read it on the air, but it's too long, so you just have to take my word for it. But I suggest people go this way. You know, try it. You are following the law. The IRS seems to be obeying the law, which is something we've never had them do before.
Yeah.
You know, maybe some of these cases will have to go into tax court, and then they'll really get emboldened. I don't know. All I know is for right now, I've got a bunch of people in this neck of the woods who have done it. It's worked for them. It's worked for me.
These are people that actually are employed by employers. They're not like self-employed.
Yes, sir. They're employed by employers. I helped them make sure that their paperwork was all right and everything was filed properly. And in every case, it's been accepted with open arms and caused no problems whatsoever.
Interesting.
Okay.
All right, well, I appreciate
I'm running out of time. Let me get some of these callers. Thanks, Kent. Jim in Boston, Beantown.
Dylan.
Actually, it sounds like I hear the music coming in.
Uh-oh.
Hold over. We'll have a little bit of time when we get back, if you don't mind.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
To the second hour and the closing minutes of the National Intel Report. I'm Ed Waller, sitting in for John Stadmiller. I don't know about y'all, but this is about the fastest 2 hours I've ever lived. Jim in Boston, we'll try and finish up the last couple callers and minutes we got.
Yeah, a couple of just very quick questions. One, you're saying about, you mentioned earlier about how to become a sovereign citizen.
Ooh, we never use the word sovereign.
USA citizen.
Citizen of the U.S. of A. That'll work.
Yeah. And so I can actually get a a passport. Okay, here's another thing. I'm on Social Security. I get SSI.
Okay.
Okay. One, I want to be able to get rid of my Social Security number and find another way of still getting my check because I'm disabled.
Okay.
And what are the procedures that I need to do?
Okay. Right off the cuff, I'm not really prepared to take you through keeping your Social Security annuity income and getting rid of your number. That comes under that Henry Metter case where you're accepting a benefit, you can't complain too loudly.
So essentially, it's a contract.
It's an acceptance. You've accepted the terms of an agreement which provides you certain benefits, and then you can't complain about them after you get them. It's what the courts have ruled.
Right.
Kind of makes sense. Now, if you just simply wanted to get out, we could probably figure out how to do that. If you want to get out but stay in, I don't think you'd like the results of that.
Yeah. I'd probably want to definitely get out.
Okay.
Because unfortunately, I can't work because I'm physically disabled.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, like I say, I'd have to think about that one and probably talk to some of my research friends and kind of, you know, look that over from top to bottom because you've got some conflicting issues there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
One other thing I'd just like to find out, how would I go about looking, FOIA, which is the Freedom of Information Act, about what our judges are doing? Because I have reason to believe, especially after what's happened up here in this state with this whole business with the judges really going against the citizens' wishes on forcing this whole gay marriage thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to know how I can get going.
Well, what you want to do is you want to ask the clerk of court in whatever court you're inquiring about which constitution the judge takes an oath to.
Yeah.
Okay, because remember, there's two constitutions. There's one's for the U.S.
Yep, there's one
for the U.S. of A. One is the Constitution, one is the Charter. We get into all that kind of stuff. So do some research, start reading your state statutes, learn about your state history, and the answers will become obvious.
Well, absolutely.
Okay, Jim, let me get a couple more in here. I'm running out of time.
Have a good night.
Okay, have a good one. Gary in Georgia.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Ed, have you ever heard of the Constitution of No Authority written by Lysander Spooner in 1869?
Yes, I have.
What'd you think of it?
I can't go there. That's a chaos theory. If you're going to write, you know, to say that there is no Constitution, there is no law, then we're all in trouble. You know, it worked for 90 years is all I've got to say. Wasn't until the Civil War when they overthrew it that it quit working. So we got to believe in something. I'm going to believe in the original founding documents.
All right. Well, I'll have to lean more towards him, but I could be wrong, too. The other thing I got a problem with is everybody's talking about God coming back to fix it. I'm telling you what, I've never seen so much lazy, worthless piece of people laying around waiting for God to do it and not doing nothing themselves. And you're an exception, but they waiting on God to do it. I think you can pray to your horse, and he ain't going to tie your shoes. Somebody needs to do something. Thanks.
And you got the last word. Thank you, one and all, for making this very enjoyable. Hopefully John will be back next week. I pray for you all to live a good life.
Our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.